Hi, Jake. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Shirley?
Not too bad, thanks. I thought we might talk about folk heroes today.
Sure.
I don't really know much about American folk heroes. Are there any that you have a favorite or?
Well, actually, my hometown in the United States happens to be known as one of the hometowns for Paul Bunyan.
Oh, I think I've heard of that name, but I don't know anything about him.
Paul Bunyan was a lumberjack. Like, he would cut down trees,
okay.
And he was supposedly a very giant man. He was huge. And I don't know if he actually ever lived in sometime in the past, but maybe he was just a very large man, but somehow the stories have been passed down to say that he was as large as a house or as large as a skyscraper, or it completely depends on who you ask.
Wow. So, not sure whether he's a mythical character or a real character.
No one really knows for sure.
What did he do?
Well, some people say that he took his axe and he dragged it behind his back across the United States, and he made the Mississippi River.
Ah, so it's a kind of story to explain why something exists.
That's part of it. And also, he had a pet, too. His pet is very famous.
And what kind of pet?
His pet was an ox, but it wasn't just an ordinary ox. It was a blue ox, and it was also oversized
okay.
to fit with his size.
What did his pet do?
Well, his pet, I think, would just carry lumber for him or something.
So about when did this story start? I mean, when did Paul Bunyan become famous, or when did people know about that story?
Well, I'm not exactly sure, but like your country, the United States is a very young country and has a very young history since the European settlers came there. So I think it's maybe from a couple hundred years ago, maybe at the most.
Okay.